Man lives in a wooden box, 100 feet above the rocks. His stairs are made from root and stone. An ever-changing sea gives him everything he needs. He makes a fire from a fallen tree. Man trips on his fishing pole, 100 feet the blackest hole. He's swallowed by the raging sea. The falling tide takes him out so fast. He's praying it won't be his last. But the water spans out endlessly. He loses sight of his home, but for the moon he's all alone. He just about makes it over the crest of the first giant wave. But the one behind, the one behind, the one behind, sucking him out with 30 tons of sand. Strong arms take him quickly down, with the water swirling all around. He's heading for the ocean floor. He's ripped from there and moved around. It's a miracle he does not drown. Now swimming up, he feels like lead. He strains to see signs of his home, but for now he's all alone. Floating in a mix of sparkling bioluminescent foam from the back of the second giant wave. And the one behind, the one behind, the one behind, face the depths again. His arms are tied and his lungs are drained. He turns to face the coming wave. It lifts him up three stories high, with the sea spray stinging in his eye. He's certain now that he won't be saved. He drops in with impressive weight, but still he does not penetrate. Glides along the water dune. 3 miles he rides towards the land, carving the water with his hands. He's beaming at the swollen moon. He catches sight of his home, but for the moon he's all alone. He just about makes it back to shore on the strength of this perfect giant wave. Yeah, with the one.